The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. How is everybody today? You know, we started gathering again to pray for our country, our great state of Texas, for you, the body of Christ, and we pray for the outreaches of this ministry in other parts of the world, including this radio program. Thank you for tuning in, and help us by subscribing to this program and follow us on YouTube, like us, and share the message to others. And also, if you miss any of our broadcast, we are also on Spotify. You can also go to our website, sogmi.org. We have the library of the prophetic voice of our time broadcast. So please help us, subscribe and like us, and watch us on YouTube. We have lots of praise reports. There are many fulfillment or manifestations of prophecies that were released over the course of years, last month, last week, and other states, including the state of Texas and Florida, continue to overturn the present administration's policies that infringe on the rights of the American people and those that are contrary to the word and to the will of our God. The other great news, the state of Texas gained 2 seats in Congress because of our increase in population. Let us be mindful and vigilant, and let us continue to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ and engage in the issues and the challenges of our time and ensure that our great state will continue to be a conservative state. Our Christian leaders we have now in our governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and state legislatures. I hope that you took part in the last local election all across this great state. And in spite of what the wicked people are doing, in spite of the news thinking that they're gaining, I just want to remind you that God is not restricted and He is all-powerful, that His will be done in this country. Amen. It is going to happen as it is now happening. The other states are also passing state laws that protect the lives of the unborn and at the same time to protect the children from the agenda of some wicked people regarding sex chains to minors. We are stopping that. Great states of United States of America are passing those laws. So it is a great thing. And this is the thus saith the Lord. This is the prophecy for today. You will see more displacements and replacements. You're going to see and witness political upheavals, major exposures in our country. And in the political spectrum, media, arts and entertainment in every sector of society. Those people and those wicked things that some of us have given up or some have thought that they can get away with all those evil deeds and plans and that they will succeed in their agenda in destroying this country, they will be replaced. Political leaders will get replaced. Wicked ones will get replaced. Some will resign or some will be removed from their place of authority, either forcefully by law or they're going to graduate here. You're going to see that. many falling and rising of leaders. And in my vision, while I'm preparing for this broadcast, I clearly saw that there are businesses or companies, clusters of online shopping companies emerging, and together they will displace and replace and be able to compete the mighty giants that we have now that are pursuing their wicked agenda. These wicked companies or wicked people who have been canceling other people or other companies that do not agree with them, they will get canceled themselves. They will going to harvest what they have sowed. And a group of people, even conservative politicians, will continue to emerge, new leaders, new faces. And these wicked companies with evil or wicked agenda will continue to see drops in their sales. Their influence will greatly get diminished. Because why? Because God's people, you are coming out of the closet, ready for battle, armed and dangerous, and ready to take back this country, the resources and influence away from the wicked. I also see a diminishing Hollywood influence and presence. And I see emerging clusters of companies or of people that will take over the arts and entertainment industry. And we will begin to see the change in the culture of the arts and entertainment. The Lord has been preparing His people for such a time as this, and they are ready. And this group of people that are in the arts and entertainment, even in the media, even the politicians, they will be supported and financed by some billionaires and companies who just got tired of seeing this country fail. We're going to see many things happening. The body of Christ, with the resources that will be transferred to them, and also the resources of patriots and conservative billionaires and business people and executives, they will be used by God to implement God's ways of doing things here on earth and to turn this country around. God used, even in the Bible, unbelievers, but God used them and changed their heart, and they acknowledged that there is a God, the God of all gods. And I also see major upheavals in our political system. Of course, arts and entertainment, media, and commerce. And inventions will be given to new faces. And their mission is for a good cause for all the people, not to control people. Also, the spirit of fear is weakening its hold and losing its grip upon the people of God because the body of Christ continues to pray. Get engaged, my dear brothers and sisters. Don't release negative words. Focus on what the Lord is saying to the church and saying to this country. Our God is faithful. We are increasing in number daily. The body of Christ is also maturing and is beginning to emerge as an influential and a powerful and glorious church. Manifestation of the prophecy released several years ago that prophets will take center stage together with God's holy apostles is beginning to manifest. They are already in position. God's holy apostles and prophets will build the church and they will mature the body of Christ based on Ephesians 2:20. It is happening now. So let us continue to be focused on Christ, okay? And get excited. Things are unfolding before our very own eyes. And remember, do not lean in your own understanding, but in every ways, let us acknowledge our Lord Jesus Christ and He will continue to direct our path. And for those who continue to teach that we should not involve in politics and that we should stay within the four corners of our ministry, that is a lie. That is a teaching that is totally contrary to the plan, the word, and the will of our God. Because one day soon, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And God will be a God of all and in all because of Christ Jesus and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Now, let us discuss Moses so that you'll begin to see the manifestations of the prophecy that I released several years ago, and it's now being confirmed by some prophets because the time is at hand. The prophets and the apostles of God will build the church. They will build the foundations of nations. That is why this country is built upon that foundation. Let us discuss Moses. Moses was appointed, anointed, and chosen by God to deliver God's people from slavery to the promised land. So Moses was a prophet of the Lord. And look, I want you to see this. But Moses led the entire nation, the formation of a country. He led, as a prophet, all the three branches of the government at that time. God gave instruction and vision and drew a map for Moses concerning the formation of the nation of Israel in the promised land, which is now the country of Israel. Moses received instructions from the Lord concerning the formation of a nation, and he was the judge, and he appointed judges, initially 72 judges, to address grievances and to hear cases of the people of Israel, and those that they cannot handle or cannot decide, they refer those cases to Moses. In other words, Moses, in our present days, was the chief judge of the Supreme Court. Only one member Supreme Court, and that was Moses. He was also the main legislator. He also set up how the medical system, the science and medicine, upon the direction of the Lord, how to treat and handle contagious disease. What are you going to do if there's some molds in your house? How are you going to do it? He legislate marriage and divorce, immigration law, labor, employment, how to treat the foreigners in the area, that's immigration. He also appointed and anointed the priest, the Levites, reported to Moses. They are under his spiritual authority, a prophet. Even engineering and architectural designs, Moses oversaw the building of the tabernacle or the temple of the Lord, even the Ark of the Covenant, which contained the law of Moses, or the Ten Commandments, in which we say, even the order of services, what the Levites are going to wear, what will be contained in the temple, how big it's going to be, who is going to build all the articles of gold and silver, he appointed them all under the authority of Moses from the Lord. So, Moses was above the entire nation, the political system, the legislators, the court, the medical, immigration, and the ministry. Moses implemented all the decrees that he received from the Lord in all sector of society. So, therefore, Moses was also the executive officer or president in those times. Moses was a prophet. He was over the entire nation in every sector of society. That is the plan of God towards his people. And why United States of America is great, because of our founding fathers patterned the formation of our government with three branches of the government, from the Bible, with checks and balances. King David was a prophet, and he was anointed and appointed by the prophet Samuel upon the direction of God. When David was on the throne, he focused on ruling or on governance instead of being a prophet. And God appointed prophets like Nathan to give King David instruction, word of wisdom, advice, and to rebuke him if needed. The role of a prophet. Do you understand this? John the Baptist was a prophet. He focused on making a highway for the new government set aside to be set for the Messiah for the entire world. And John the Baptist, as a prophet, preached repentance and baptized people. He was also engaged in politics because he rebuked the king for him taking his brother's wife because it is not right. That's a correction, all right? But John the Baptist's ministry as a prophet was focused in preparing the way for the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ here on earth. Now, Jesus was considered by people a prophet. It means that his authority is above the priest, including the chief priest in his time. Remember, I know you read the four Gospels. One time they were so angry with him, they wanted to kill him, but they were afraid of the people because the scripture says that Jesus was considered or acknowledged as a prophet by the people. And let me correct you. Don't ever say or preach that both John the Baptist and Jesus were pastors. Stop it. They were above the pastors. Even the people in those times acknowledged that. If you are one of those pastors who are preaching that John the Baptist and Jesus were a pastor, you need to quit. You need to stop that. Please don't elevate yourself and your position by making John the Baptist and Jesus to be equal to you. You should be ashamed of yourself. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus for a heavy conviction to be upon you so that you will quit that. It is a great error. Now I just made some new friends. Glory to God. Truth is truth, okay? Read the four Gospels. They call Jesus as teacher, rabbi, Lord, and son of David, and a prophet, but never a pastor. It's in the Bible, what I'm saying. Please do not demote Jesus and bring him down to your level. What have you accomplished so far in your ministry? Some of you have been focused on yourself and your own comfort. This is going to end, all right? I need for you to repent. Talk to the Lord about this and nullify those very words that you have spoken. You will thank me later. But let me address this matter. I'm not intimidated by you, because you know what I'm talking about is the truth. Now, Moses, Abraham, David were prophets first, appointed by God, and they were both kings and priests. This is the plan of God for all of us. Everybody in the body of Christ, born again, can, but not everybody will. And it is my hope, and it is my prayer that all of you that are listening to this will take that post as a king and a priest. It's in Revelation 1:6 and Revelation 5:10. New King James Version, God has created us to be kings and priests, to rule and reign with him on the earth. So therefore, this prophecy that I released several years ago and is now being confirmed by God's other prophets is now manifesting and is going to fully manifest to those that have been righteous and are implementing and are giving and submitting to the ultimate plan of God for the body of Christ. What is the ultimate plan of God for the body of Christ? For all of us to be kings and priests, to rule and reign with Christ here on earth. Our main focus is the will and the plan of God for His people, not just for you, but towards His people. The transfer of wealth and influence is for kingly purposes here on earth, so that the prophecies that are in the scripture will come to pass. Foreigners will tend your vineyards. We don't work for the unbelievers. They work for us. That is the ultimate plan of God, and that is His perfect will. Revelation 19:10. For the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. So our front and center is our Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect will and the plan of God for your life, for this country, and for the body of Christ. And to be led and taught and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34, NIV. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, "Know the Lord," because they all will know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Born again Christians. John 6:45. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from Him comes to me. Everything leads to Jesus. He's the way, He's the truth, He's the life. He is the door. Isaiah 54:13, all your sons will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your children's peace. We are in the most exciting times in the history of this country and history of the church all over the world. And I'm running out of time. Let me pray for you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I release understanding and yieldedness of heart to your people. I come against the spirit of death and I loosen forth life. I thank you, Lord, for the manifestations of their health, their healing, and wellness in the mighty name of Jesus in every areas of their life. I thank you, Father, that they will take their post in your kingdom, and you will confirm your word and your plan for them with signs following. Join us in our Sunday services. We are live streaming at 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday and Wednesday, our evening services. You can find us also on YouTube, or you can go directly to our website, sogmi.org/live. Share this to others. And pray for us. And if the Lord is leading you, do not postpone your obedience. Do it now and take part and sow a seed for the expanding of the preaching of the gospel all over the world and the financing of this radio broadcast. Again, thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Hello, everybody. Josh Sasso here. And before we go, I just got a quick announcement. I know last week I made an announcement that we were doing a fundraising sale for Freedom Fellowship Church today. Now, because of the forecasted rain, we have actually postponed that till next Saturday. So that means that next Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 8th, We are going to be having a fundraising sale at Freedom Fellowship Church, and all that money, it's going to funding our mission endeavors. It's going to supporting this radio broadcast. We're going to be at 8419 Callahan Road in San Antonio, Texas. Again, that is 8419 Callahan Road in San Antonio, Texas, and we're going to be there from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.